This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. Welcome to another episode of The Deeds to Succeed. Today we're going to talk about a hadith, and the topic is how a simple card can actually save you in Akhirah. The hadith is narrated in Bukhari, in actually Tirmidhi, my bad. The hadith is narrated in Tirmidhi, and this is the reference over here. You can actually see the reference for the hadith for those of you that would want to go and read the entire hadith. It's a sahih, authentic narration. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says on that day, Prophet says on that day, Allah is going to bring a person. This person is going to be brought ala ru'us al khala'iq. Entire world is going to be looking at him, and he's going to be having a conversation with everyone, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with everyone looking at him. Guess what Allah says? The Prophet says this person is going to have 99 scrolls. Now, each one of these scrolls, the eyesight, each one of these scrolls are going to be as long as his eyesights can see. So an average person, if they're 5 feet tall and they're above the horizon from 5 feet above, due to the curvature of the earth, we're able to see roughly 3.1 miles. That equates to around 5 kilometers. And if you do the math, if you want to do simple math, 5 kilometers roughly equates to around, 30,000, 16,000, 17,000 feet. Right? Roughly 16,400 feet. That's the number. So you're talking about one scroll, and an average scroll historically in our historical archives till today is roughly 18 inches. So 1.5 feet, which means one scroll is the length of 16,400 feet. For the simplicity of the calculation, we'll just say 16,000. And they're around 1.5 inches wide. All right. So if we do the math over here, let's do the math. As you know, I love doing math together because life is so much simpler if we do math, right? If we do the math together, and so let's say it's 16,000, you have 16,000 and it's 1.5 feet. So that's the total area, two sides multiply area. Simple math revision. So you roughly are looking at 24,000 square feet. That's the size of one scroll. Now, if you multiply this by 99, that is equal to 2.3 million square feet. That is a crazy, crazy amount of number. Now, 23 million square feet, 2 kilometers, if you just do the math quickly, 23 million square feet, square feet. 2 kilometers is a huge. Actually, I made a mistake. 23. So that is a huge amount of area that is going to be covered just by the scrolls that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the angels that were writing everything, they had written your actions upon. And then Allah is going to bring that scroll, those 99 scrolls in front of you. Allah is going to bring this person in front of you, the person who are writing, the angels who are writing. And Allah is going to say, do you have any questions? Do you have any objections? Do you object to anything that is written in that 2.3 million square feet of data? Or do you have any objections to the persons who are, who are the scribes who are writing this information? And the person is going to say, La wallah, oh Allah, I don't have any information. Then Allah is going to say, you're not going to be wronged today. And we have a little secret. We have good deeds, and every good deeds of yours are you're going to be paid for. Then Allah is going to ask the angels to bring out this bitaqa, this card. And this card, Allah says, we still haven't waited this. We haven't done the wait for it. And the person is going to be like, Ya Allah, in front of this 2.3 million square feet of data, handwritten data, how do you think one simple card of mine is going to have any value? How do you think one card is going to protect me? And then Allah is like, how about we bring the scales and we take all your 99 scrolls and we put them on one side and we take this one card and we put it on this one side. And when that happens, the hadith says that the scrolls, they dissipated. They just flew away because of the weight. You know, sometimes when you have that pendulum and if some one side is really heavy and if you put the weight on it, the other thing just flies away. That's exactly what happened. What was written on this card is the question or the topic of today, which is none other than the kalima of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. This kalima, La ilaha illallah, has so many powerful benefits. Whosoever says it before the last word, before they leave this earth, they shall enter Jannah. Whosoever says La ilaha illallah and they enter Jahannam, they become a source of getting the shafa'a of Rasulullah when Allah is going to meet Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he's going to ask him, are you not happy with what has happened with your ummah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the beloved of Allah, is going to say, Ya Allah, how is it possible for me to be happy when there are people of my ummah that are in Jahannam? And then Allah is going to ask Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he's going to say, why don't you go and bring those people out of Jahannam? Every single person that has an ounce of La ilaha illallah in his heart, take them out of Jahannam. So this La ilaha illallah, the kalima, becomes a source of shafa'a, intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for us. This kalima, La ilaha illallah, is the criterion that differentiates between kufr and batil. This kalima, La ilaha illallah, the ulama, they said that, you know, one of the scholars, he said that if a person says it, kathiban, he's lying. He is a munafiq. And we know he's a munafiq. But if he says this kalima, La ilaha illallah, yuhqanu damuhu fid dunya. You cannot lay a hand on this person because he says La ilaha illallah, even if you have all the signs that this person is a hypocrite. So this kalima, La ilaha illallah, is so powerful. Yet it is so simple for us to say every single day, while we walk, while we talk, when we go down, when we go up, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. The more we say it, the more we continuously keep saying it, the better we're going to be able to resonate with the submission commands of Allah. When Allah says, do this, that fire of Allah's love has not been ignited. And we all know that kathratu dhikr al-habib yush'ilu an-nar al-hubb, that when you abundantly remember the one who you love, the fire of love is ignited inside of us. So say the kalima, La ilaha illallah, as many times as you want. Do it 100 times, do it 1,000 times, do it 2,000 times. There is no number for it. Anybody who tries to cap a number of any of these adhkars have basically misunderstood the numbers that Rasulullah has laid for us. When Allah, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, Do la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir, that is the minimum performance level. I.e., if you don't have anything to do and you don't want to bother yourself, you just want to do the bare minimum, then the bare minimum is do 3 times this, 7 times this, 10 times this. That is MPL. As Imam Nawawi mentioned, that huwa hadd al-adna. This is the lowest level. He set that lowest level so that it's not a burden on people. It's not possible for us to be able to even come close to the number of times Rasulullah would say La ilaha illallah or Astaghfirullah. What the Sahabi says, in one majlis sometimes we would see him say Astaghfirullah 70 times. In another hadith, 100 times. That means what? He had numerous gatherings that he would sit in. Sometimes Rasulullah would cross. Look at Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. He says that in a single day, I read La ilaha illallah qadru diyati. The diya of a person at that time was 12,000 dinars. Or 12,000 dirhams. Actually, I'm missing the fact. I think either dinar or dirham. 12,000. The number was 12,000. And to that means that he would read La ilaha illallah in a day 12,000 times. When a person says La ilaha illallah 12,000 times in a day, it's not possible that the love of Allah does not ignite in our hearts. We ask Allah that He accepts from us the little that we do and grants us the ability to follow the deeds to succeed, in which we can end up being saved and salvation in akhirah. Barakallahu fikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.